So this is January 11th, 2022, and the time is 6:05 p.m. This is the swearing-in ceremony for the Town of Brighton elected officials. We'll be swearing in Dan Knoop as mayor, Keith Zussman as council at large, and Carolyn Kegley as council at large. This meeting will be an electronic meeting without an anchor location pursuant to Mayor Knoop's January 7th, 2022 determination found on the Town of Brighton website at brighton.utah.gov under the agenda minutes tab. So let's start with Dan. And you said you have that in front of you, or would
I
you like
do.
Me
I
to
have,
share the screen?
and then
Okay.
we'll have to start the other meeting all over again, the same way. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I do solemnly swear that my full name is Daniel Elmore Knute. I swear to support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah. Perform the duties of my office as the Town of Brighton Mayor with fidelity. I do swear this today, January 11, 2022.
Great. Thank you. And Carolyn, are you ready? Do you have yours ahead of you?
I am definitely ready. Okay. I do solemnly swear that my full name is Caroline Kegley. I swear to support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah and perform the duties of my office as the Town of Brighton Council at Large with fidelity. Subscribed and sworn before me the 11th day of January 2022.
Great. Now we just need Keith.
Okay.
Do we have to do that swearing in during the regular meeting? We don't do that.
No, that was it.
Okay, good. Okay. I don't know if I could put that away.
And I'm going to try and get this meeting done just so you guys know by about 8:30. We've got a plane flight at 11:15, so I need to be out of here by 9:30 at the latest.
Okay, so Dan, so since you're going to be doing that, last night at the BCCA meeting, when they started discussing traffic, it became a long discussion, so we have that
okay.
on our
I'll
agenda.
I have a handle on it.
Okay, so yeah, that one, and a couple other things I thought might end up being wanting to go on. We just
well, I, yeah, you know me, I know how to shut it down.
Oh, I know you're good at that. You're really good at that.
So help me with that, okay?
Okay, we'll do that.
We all know what the problem is.
We all know what the problem is, and you know, and it's like we just go around and around and around in circles on this. Did you happen to see my email about Jeff sent out those two articles for us to look at?
Yeah, I read them both.
Did you read
That's
my
what's coming.
Reply on? Did you read my reply on
I
that?
I don't think I got to that. I've been on the phone for the last 2 hours
okay.
trying to get some of this stuff nailed down. So, what was your reply?
My reply was that I've been reading a county history in Pennsylvania, and basically what it said in there is it said that there was, first of all, there was a battle about whether to have public schools or not, an actual warfare. So there was those that said that if you force us to have public schools, you're taking away our liberty. And I thought, oh my goodness, we haven't learned much in 200 years, have we? And
yep.
then the other one was said that there was so much conflict that nothing got done on the projects
yep.
they were trying to do in 18.
That's it. And do remember that we're still recording. Just be aware.
Okay. But
we're
anyway, I just thought that was interesting. That
you got to pull people along by the nose sometimes, and sometimes you got to push them from behind. But yeah, Park City. You know, the problem is, well, this is a public meeting. I'm not going to say anything about Park City, but yeah. We need to do our work.
We need to do our work, exactly. But I'll mention this during the other
yep.
one.
Do we have any public input tonight? How's our public input look?
Oh, no, I don't have anything other than
oh,
what Aaron O'Kelly will say. Here's Keith.
Okay.
Oh.
No, that's Barbara.
Oh. Well, public is welcome. So.
Hi, Barbara.
She's got a picture of aspens back here.
Pretty.
Polly said that one of her kids have got COVID.
Ooh.
I had two kids with COVID last week.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Both of your kids?
What's that? Keaton and Kelsey both had it.
Yeah.
And we just got tested. We're all clean. I got tested, two clean tests. And Kelsey had to, because Keaton's not coming. He has to work. But Kelsey's coming, and she has to have a clean COVID test to get in to the islands. And she got it.
You gonna make it?
She made it 2 days ago.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We bought one of those Navage that cleans your nose out.
Oh.
Cleaning through your nose.
Like a neti pot?
It's like a neti pot, but it's electric, and it's really easy on your system. And we had her just run four pots of those through, and it was great. So that may have been the trick, but neither one of them really had much as far as symptoms. But they were both positive.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it was light on them.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm glad you didn't go.
He had a bad cold for a day.
Mm.
Barbara, anything we need to know about from last night? Well, I guess we're recording, so we got to be careful what we talk about. So we'll wait and talk about it in the meeting.
Yeah, let's wait for the public meeting to report on what happened at BCCA meeting last night, right, Barbara?
It was a robust discussion.
It was a robust.
And a lot of people had some good ideas. So
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, they were pretty respectful of each other. I was proud of them for holding it in.
Well,
you know, I don't know if Cheryl will be here, won't she? Linzer?
Yes, she will. And so will Wayne Dial.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he'll be there. By the way, guys, I found out this weekend that my daughter's school, which is the Tahoe Truckee Schools, they don't have enough bus drivers all year for all the kids to take the bus school. So my daughter has no transportation for her kid to get to school, and they're on a waiting list. So there's many families that are on a waiting list. Can you imagine that, to get to school?
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know if Kara has Randy or Amber given you any reports?
No, I haven't heard from either of them, so I don't know for sure if they're planning to come or not.
We'll see if they're on. Here's Keith.
Here we go. Keith, we already did Dan and Carolyn. So if you have your...
I'm still working here. I got to get my audio.
Okay.
You have audio.
We heard you.
Here we go. I got my sound working.
Okay, so we already did Dan and Carolyn. So if you have your oath of office pulled up, or would you like me to share my screen?
Oh, hold on a second. I have that. Okay. So something about me.
That condo looks a little familiar there, Keith.
Yeah. All right. Do I look good? There we go.
Look great.
Is this where I do it by myself, or do I have to follow along?
Yes, go ahead and read it to us then.
Okay. I do solemnly swear that my full name is Keith Zuspin. I swear to support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and perform all duties of my office as the town council counselor at large with fidelity. Signature.
Great. Thank you very much. That concludes our oath of office, and I will stop the recording.
Is Barbara the witness?
So proud of you guys.
31. So we'll start the recording.